Now, don't get me wrong. You sound just like Depeche Mode, but I just can't believe it's my life. Call me, I love you.
Let them know what time it is.
Hi, Wanda. Wanda's going to be on the show today. Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio. I'm going to call her in a minute as soon as the song ends and I get my vagina together. Almost there. I'm recording. Got a new tape in the machine. Are we gonna start? I got my breasts on. Oh, someday we'll be able to do a live feed with Wanda and we can both see our breasts. I think I'll make a dinner plate. Today.
I'm good. How are you, you fat lesbian?
I'm a little bloated. And thank you for being on my program today under such short notice.
Absolutely. I would not spend an hour any other way other than, I don't know, food eating.
Well, that's a better way, actually. I haven't eaten anything today. I don't have a goddamn thing to eat, but I'm going to... I was thinking of getting a pork sausage. Do they have Jimmy Dean up there where you are? Jimmy Dean pork sausage?
Well, yeah, we have the Jimmy Dean pork sausage.
Okay.
Are you talking frozen or what?
Well, I usually get them frozen. I don't know. Is there another way to get them?
No, I thought maybe, I don't know, if I thought when you said sausage, maybe there's a restaurant or something.
You thought I meant the penis, the euphemisms?
Well, no, you don't like the penis.
Oh, that's true, but I do study them for my program. Yeah.
How's your nose?
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, my Lily Pulse came back on. But my nose is doing wonderfully. I've been doing that neti pot ritual every day, and it's amazing. It really is.
Now, is it one of those things where, like, you know, the Afrin is addictive, and so now I got to worry about you having an addiction to your neti pot?
Yeah, but it's salt water. What are you going to do?
True.
Actually, no. I have to force myself to do it. But it's if I do it before, because I've been taking this yogurt class. In fact, I think it's today. And it really helps because I tend to be a mouth breather. I know that's not really obvious. But I tend to be a mouth breather. And when I do the neti pot, I can generally, when I'm exercising, breathe only through my nose. You can't tell now because I have to do another neti pack. Oh, Cheryl's there too. But I have to do another neti pack. Yes, that's Wanda. Cheryl's jealous, as usual. jealous of
Oh,
Haney.
Sheryl's there? Is she on the...
I don't know.
Is
she
on
the
chat room?
I don't see. Is she on the Skype? I can call her. This will be a, this is always an interesting mix. I just got a message from Reagan Fox. I got excited because I thought maybe he wanted to be on the program, but he must be going insane because he wants to stay at my house when he's speaking at something in Champaign, Urbana or something.
Is he lifting weights now?
I think he's something? Just taking pictures.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not averse to taking photos of yourself. Lord knows. But I've been wondering if he's not only been eating, but also lifting weights.
I think he has because he's been, well, at least showing pictures of himself nude.
Isn't that, like, required now that he lives in L.A.? Like, people who would never worry about that kind of shit have to worry about it?
But I think all gays do, don't they? Do you lift the weights, don't you, still?
You know, I haven't really been lifting the weight since the summer. I've just been doing the running and the cardio and stuff. And I feel like somehow, so this is how insidious this is, because I feel like I'm not doing enough. Do you know that feeling?
Oh, yes, actually, I do. Quite a bit.
I just feel like I've sort of dropped the ball. But yet again, I'm healthier than I've ever been in my entire life. But it's not good enough. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I actually think, you know, that when I've been healthiest, it's when I was always doing, and granted, we're talking 30 pounds less than today, but when I was doing only cardio, you know, but it's, the thing is weights can be retarded. I think the yogurt, when you do the yogurt, I mean, that's very good. It tightens the muscles, but it also is very safe. It's very spiritual, which I know you were
You don't
into.
Get STDs from the yoga, is what you're saying.
Right, no MRSA. No, you can get MRSA of the foot. You can give people plantar warts like me. But I think it's generally a little bit more together because the weights, it's kind of like an old school. It's kind of going the way of old school Jack LaLanne, I really believe. I mean, I'm still doing it because I'm a lesbian and I have to keep up my, I have to keep my waist, you know, very wide and my hips wide, and lifting weights helps that.
I think you need to do some yogurt classes, maybe, iPod.
I would like to do that, but I've only taken two of them, so I don't think I'm quite ready to teach. But,
why don't you get, an instructor who knows what they're doing, and you could be, the muse?
Well, that's exactly what I am doing, actually, because, you know, Cher of the PNS Explosion, she teaches yoga. Now, she needs me to make me a video of her teaching yogurt. So I we agreed that when I go to her studio and I videotape her doing yoga, she can videotape me doing some yogic poses, and I thought I'd get some tights.
Oh, no, I think that would be great.
Some of those tights, you know, not the see-through kind, but the woolly tights.
Oh, you know what you should wear is that outfit. Remember when we were doing the cooking video, and you had your lip hanging out.
I don't know.
I
think it showed a little bit too much lip. I don't know about that.
You got to be proud of your lips, honey.
Mm-hmm. Andy Melton says he's been lifting his weights, his own fat.
Oh, that is horrible.
Andy.
Oh,
you shouldn't be so down on yourself. I'm here to do that for you.
Anyway. Really, you know... Yes. No, never mind. God, I just, when I'm with you, I want to be so rude. You just bring that out in me.
Do it. So what's going on with the election over there? When is the primary for, because that's really what I like to talk to you about is all this, the worldly stuff.
The politics.
I enjoy hearing your perspective on the planet and the country's politics.
So, well, we're all going to hell fast.
Well, that's very optimistic coming from Wand Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio.
I'm like the Alan Greenspan of the...
of the what?
The world's emotional pulse.
Right. And so we're going to hell, is that what you said, or we're fucked?
Yep, we're all fucked. But we are fucked. We're essentially, the moment we come flying out of the uterus,
the giant.
To use a symbol, we're all fucked. But, you know, I mean, that's okay. We can have fun in the process.
Right.
I think that's really the point.
Sail our way into oblivion. Mm-hmm.
And at least try to not, fuck more shit up. I think that's ultimately, as spiritual as things get for me.
Right.
But politics, did you want to talk about something
Well,
politically?
When is your primary there in Minnesota?
We have a primary the first week of February. Okay. No, not a primary. I'm sorry. We have the caucus.
Oh, you have a caucus?
Caucus.
I thought Iowa has that in Nebraska. I didn't realize they have so many of them. Is this changing?
No, we're like totally schizophrenic because we actually have a state primary, but that doesn't happen until the fall. So the one that matters is the caucus.
Cock and cunt?
Yes.
Okay.
And for the Democrats, it's binding. Oops, can you hold on just one second, honey?
Oh, sure. I'll just read Cheryl's complaint. Cheryl, you're being censored. Let me turn off this censor off. Oh, no, yeah, Chris Weagle did it. Cheryl, what's the problem with you? What should we talk about? Your lips? We already talked about my lips. Why don't you make some topic suggestion, you dumb cunt? God. Don't sing Cheryl songs in here or Ustream will automatically ban you. Oh, that's a good idea. Let me find Cheryl's songs. Where's my album of... I love being on holds. I need to find that album of Cheryl. Cheryl.
Sorry about that. We were just having some office things happen. Somebody was naked through the office.
So what's going on there at Lavender? Are you going to keep your job for a while there? Do you get to keep your job unlike some people?
I don't know. Do you know something I don't know?
No, I just know that podcasting is dead. Audio podcasting, anyway. Do you agree?
Well, you know, we're far enough away from the center of things that it takes a while for reality to hit us. And so I'm hoping I got a few
months left.
It may
just be me. I just refuse to acknowledge that it would be.
I don't think it's dead. Why do you think it's dead? I'm curious as into your... Because I kind of heard you say this at one point.
I'm just going by the audience numbers of my audio podcasts in relation to video. And, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculously... It's about 100 times different, the numbers.
How do you... Like, what do you think... is that because people are just lazy? Or is it because the technology is better? Or is it both? I mean, like, what do you think drives that? I mean, obviously, I think your videos are wonderful,
Cheryl,
so I think content is
thank
part
you.
Of it.
Cheryl, listen. I'm not talking to you unless you want to come on the Skype and say it your goddamn self. I'm not reading all this fucking shit. So shut the fuck up. Or either get on the boat or shut the Christ up. Jesus Christ.
If
like, I got to read all this fucking shit.
She got time to type. She got time to lap.
Thank you. Fucking lazy ass bitch. Anyway. I think people are stupid, and I think I think it's the same reason why television is more popular than radio. I think people are fucking idiots. And I think you have this situation, and we have this situation in this country where there's an election and everybody's talking about it like it fucking means something. And granted, it does mean something, but not that fucking much. Not as much as Heath Ledger dying yesterday. Whoa!
Did you see the Twitter explosion? That was an interesting social phenomenon.
I missed
phenomenon.
The Twitter explosion.
Well, it was just like Heath Ledger. And then everybody felt the need to fucking put their 140 characters take on Heath Ledger's death as if, number one, you have anything original to say about it. And, you know, again, anybody dying, okay, sad. But how many hundreds of thousands of millions of people died in a particular day? And
hold on. This fucking bitch is calling. Hold on, let me add you to the conference, you fucking whore. Oh, what the fuck's going on now? Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Anyway, we were talking...
Heath Ledger. I was so upset yesterday. I couldn't eat. I couldn't smoke. I couldn't tan.
You know, Griselda used to date somebody who lived on his streak. She was very proud of that.
Well, and I saw a couple of people who... live in the New York area, you know, they everybody sort of gets excited when they can sort of, it's like, I don't know
like
if people think they're
like
being
Chef
reporters
Bottom.
Or what.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, stuff happens and...
stuff happens in your lungs. It gets coughed up mostly.
Hey, Realch, I want to say thank you. You've given my show new life.
Oh, well, I really appreciated you making those mixes of my thing.
Oh, I love that.
I need to do that with Madge too, but I don't. I haven't sat down and cut and extracted various audio bits because
dilation and extraction.
Yes, partial. Well,
it's all right. My show's already on its deathbed. I don't need no new life.
Not either. Why do you say that? Hideous.
Because the only audience I have are like retarded Australians and fat people who eat too much deer meat.
Now, Madge.
Who eats deer meat?
Andy Melton eats deer burgers every fucking day and sticks the horns in a goddamn batter of cornbread to stir.
Two questions for you, Madge.
What?
Now, number one.
Wait, no, let me guess. You're going to say lamps, library, look, face, look.
No, none of the above.
My lipstick smells like pig meat.
Good. I was wondering why come your last video you just posted, which I love those videos, why were you talking so fucking fast?
Because I couldn't find my remote control keyboard. I mean,
it was
very
messy. I think you need to redo that one and do it properly as Dr. Lesbian because you were not being Dr. Lesbian. I like the end, though.
No.
Real good.
The reason I talked fast because the batteries on my Apple wireless keyboard were dead. So normally I can go like control the pacing very easily and talk and enunciate my words. But I didn't
maybe you should fix the fucking problem. Oh.
Hey, Rilch.
Are you
hey, Rilch.
Listen
Hello?
To the answer?
If you don't got
fucked.
Something nice to say, don't say it at all.
Say it alone.
And nobody gives a shit about your little, you know, sad...
Oh, yeah. Show me how close to you, Leo.
Cheryl, no. There is a point. Shut the Christing fuck up. There is a point. You see my teeth? See how they're clean now, remember? The reason I had a rush is because I had a fucking dentist appointment yesterday so I could clean my fucking teeth.
You might want to try brushing.
I do brush them, but I drink a lot of coffee and tea. And I do Medipox. And the phlegm from the Medipox stains the teeth.
You kind of got that gap from another Madge a little bit in the front teeth.
Don't talk about her. Please don't call that thing Madge. I'm Madge. I hate her.
So, next question was, I sent you a link to a very secret website with a new video that features a man that is just like Andy Melton. And I was amazed when I saw this man on the MTV, who is huge, and gay.
How much
and
does
like
he weigh?
Chubby chasers, and he sounds just like Andy Melton, and he lives in a pan of sea. Amazing. I don't know how it happened. They should get together and make a lemon party or something.
A lemon party? That doesn't make any fucking sense. What the hell are you talking about?
What is a lemon party?
Yeah.
God, you guys are lame.
Stop Look stapling. I hear that thing going. Stop it.
I'm eating lunch.
Did you want me to pull up this video while you're...
To what?
Did you want me to pull
what
up this video so we can hear the audio?
Sure. Well, you had to fast forward. The part where there's the Andy Melton, but yes.
Is this
You'll
true?
See him.
Which
He's
one is
huge.
True Life, I'm true Happy life. To Be Fat?
Okay.
Is that the one?
Yes.
I was on a True Life once.
Andy says
true
he's
life
bigger
what?
Than...
And he says, what?
Hi, is that going to be all for you today?
Can I also have a blue cheese dressing?
Yes.
Cheryl, we can't hear you. I only hear the audio.
Hungry.
Turn your monitor up. We're on Sharonda now. We're playing Sharonda.
My name is Sharonda Robinson. I live in Huntsville, Alabama.
So is there a way? Oh, yeah, you can see how many viewers you got.
Andy, Cheryl, she doesn't look like Andy. She looks, she's a black
Next
for one.
One.
It's black. Is that the same video? Sharonda?
Who's Sharonda?
Sharonda.
God, you're so fucking stupid. Andy Melton is the next person that they profile.
Why didn't you say so? You said, here's this movie
I
about
did,
Andy Melton, and it's a black woman.
I gotta wait,
you know. Oh my God, it does look like Aya. Oh my God, that's weird. It really does. Oh my God, Ekisis. Oh, God, what the hell is that? Hold on, let's see.
There's no way they can say, I'm going to drop dead quicker than a skinny person.
No, this
just
is
because
fast.
That fat person died from a heart attack don't mean this one will. Just because that fat person had diabetes don't mean I will get it.
Okay.
I love the way I look.
I'm content. Everyone needs to get over the fact that I'm a big woman. If I don't want to change myself, it's not going to happen.
Somebody needs to get over the fact that we don't care if you're fat. It's just we like to laugh at it. Oh, he's washing now. He's enormous. He has breasts the size of Nebraska's. Jesus Christ. His name is Mikey. Is that Mikey Pod?
I'm Michael. I'm 476 pounds.
Oh, he's bigger than me.
And I embrace it. Hey.
Oh, my God.
I remember being a kid and going out.
Is this a sexual thing? Like
my mom would be so upset.
You got to put the link for people. Is there a link you can give?
Well, it's a secret.
You got a kiss for Uncle Mikey?
It's a secret link.
That's my big girl.
Why is it a secret link?
No. I'm fortunate to have a very...
No.
It's a secret link because Cheryl's bootleg.
Because it's on a fucking website, bitch.
What do you mean it's on a fucking website?
It's a secret. She stole it.
Oh, my God.
Andy
it's
says he's bigger
TV,
than...
It's so it's not, you know, available for the
general. Oh.
Now, back to this Heath Ledger business. First of all, it's stupid. Yeah. Second of all...
Let's actually have a real conversation. Why, here, I'll put your laughs away.
Why is it such... Why do people pretend that this election is such a big deal? I mean... It's it's just a primary election. You're going to have either Hillary win or you're going to have Obama win on the Democrats. They're both practically the same politics. They're both minorities. So why the yet we find this somehow has the ability to eclipse all news in the world for about a year and a half. What's
well,
that
and all this is really done. It's just a horse race, and it's just a masturbation fest for political junkies. You know, which fine, okay, but and it's a way to sell soap. I mean, that's all
soap.
I'm just saying, you know, it sells a lot of advertising, and they got a lot of eyes looking at it, but very few people are actually talking about anything. And it was interesting. I don't know if you listened to the last debate at all.
I don't know.
There was a debate in South Carolina 2 days ago with the Democrats.
I did not.
And that sort of, it just...
Just excerpts.
There was a lot there that really helped me sort of make up my decision. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't...
Like what?
No, Wyatt Manor. Wyatt Manor, would your mind be there?
This guy I wanted to meet, I had never met him.
Somehow the fat show turned on again. I hit the space bar with my elbow and the fatty came on. She's like... y'all can get over how big I am because I don't care. I'm like, do you really think the world is worried about you losing weight, fat ass?
Mm-hmm.
I'm crying. Anyway, sorry, Wendy. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, people always, I got kind of like confused. You know, people always talk about Barack, or not always, but people have sort of created this notion that he's a, quote, transformative candidate, which if you listen to the debate 2 days
ago. Oh, you mean like a tranny wreck?
There is no, not even that transformative. Mm-hmm. But there's really nothing there. He's just a politician like everybody else. If you watch the way he goes after Hillary Clinton, ain't nothing different about what he's doing than politicians have been doing for hundreds of years. So,
well, you know what's true? What's true is something that I said in my pogrom for a few weeks, if not more, which is what Hillary said is true about him, that he does, that he votes present, and half the time he's not even present. He doesn't vote. He doesn't have opinions. He votes politically. And you can look at his record to see that, and that's what my people in Springfield have told me, which I've told you before, audience.
Well, and again, I think that, you know, it's fine. Like, he's a politician like everybody else, and people will say, well, Hillary does the same thing, or John Edwards. And I'm like, that's fine, but he's the one that's trying to say that he's something different, and there's just nothing different there. I don't see, so he can get a room full of people to be, you know, feel good about themselves, but I don't know when was the last time that mattered much.
It's black versus vagina. It's like Mothra.
Your hand is very white.
So what do you think about this, Cheryl? See, we had just finished talking about how unimportant the election is, and then we started talking about it.
I wasn't talking about it.
What do you think is important in the world today, Cheryl?
Well, I think it's important that once again I'm eating because I was getting dangerously low on my weight, kind of like the Reagan's fork. And
you know, you should do
it's very important to remember that I have a very Sure. It's very important to remember that I have a new album out, and it is a hit. It is great for children. I'm working with iTunes to get it on there,
Cheryl,
to sell it for $29.95.
Why not just $2.99?
Eight tracks. That is a bargain. Eight tracks, about nine minutes.
You should sell it for $2.99 and then have it given away. Have Burger King given away with the fun meal.
Can you? I want to be able to sell videos on the iTunes.
Can I give you a little bit of artistic criticism, Shereels?
Oh, sure.
Because you like to give it, so now I'd like to give
you. How about that? I'm lazy and I haven't put a program in forever. My last program with my songs had to be narrated by the Lady Blacktastic. I mean, besides that, it was for the Martin Luther King
It was for Kizzy Day. She does not in any way honor Martin Luther King. She honors Uncle Tom's enslaves named Kizzy. Oh, excuse me, keep talking, you two. I got to go get my teapot.
So, Shereels, I think that, you know, you could have not done so many, like, verses and sort of kept people's attention longer. But, you know, obviously, overall, it was a hit.
You know what, though? Do you know how much work it is to come up with the fucking lyrics to those goddamn songs?
Of course
it
I do. I think they're a good idea, and then 5 minutes later, I'm like, why the fuck did I start doing this shit? Because now I'm going to be up for 3 days.
Yes. So whatever, you know, you win some, but you lose most.
I just don't want you to waste all your time when you're not making any money. You know, get the sponsor
listeners are welcome to donate money, though I can't use no PayPal because they ban my account.
Isn't there some sort of like black market PayPal system that around or something in Europe, because you know the Europeans
I don't know.
Look at Madge. She's got some hairy legs. Lord.
She's fat.
Don't spill.
A gift to Kyle. You're welcome. I mean, anybody can email me the Amazon.com. I'm, you know, the Cheryl at whoo.org.
Oh, yeah, they can donate on your Amazon thing, right? So I don't understand. Is she putting honey in the neti pot, or is that for her tea?
What the fucking shit? Oh my god, it looks like a dead bee on top.
Why did my bicycle Mark? Why did you say mulatto?
Hello, I'm back. What's going on?
I like that word, by the way. That's a favorite word of mine, mulatto.
I like octoroon.
I was going to say it's almost as good as octoroon or my favorite, dragoon.
That's you, dragoon. Dragoon.
Goon?
Okay.
Is that a racism?
No, dragoon, not coon, Cheryl. That's your mind being racist.
And coon is still, I mean,
do you know that we have a suburb? Now, get this. Your listeners in other parts of the world will find this hilarious.
Right.
But in Minnesota, we have a suburb called Coon Rapids.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened? I have a funny story, actually. You know my friend Ali from Eindhoven, he's been in some of my videos where he...
Oh, the one with the AIDS rectum?
Right.
Was that the one with the porn stars or something? They did porn.
Went to the bushes and we went to the gay cruise park near Barcelona, and he tried to get fucked by a train. Anyway, so, you know, I met him when he was working at a bathhouse, and I had to go and bring my pen and paper and take notes because there happened to be this was in Eindhoven, Holland, and there was there was a club called the Fagafour, which in Dutch means hellfire, and they would do scat there and all this. So my research paper at the time, I was doing a paper for Mother Jones, and my paper was on scat queens and how they clean themselves off at bathhouses and the resulting sanitary issues. Now, when I went there, I forgot. Sorry.
What happened?
You were talking about Coon Rapids.
Oh, Coon. Okay. So he says, Madge, come meet these people who just got back from shitting each other. this is so-and-so, this is Rude, this is Jochen Harkenschlugen, and this is Kuhn. And I just started laughing, and he couldn't understand. I said, what's your name? He said, Kuhn. And I'm like, ooh, you can't have that name, really. What's your name? He's like, Kuhn. Anyway, that's all.
Well, that's not that nice.
Hey, do you, in your travels to Holland, did you come across a group from the 70s called Teach In?
No,
they had
a
song that won the Eurovision contest in 1975.
Oh, Patricia Pye.
Ding a Dong.
Patricia Pye. Is that who you mean?
No, isn't that what's his name's wife? Yes. Patricia.
Right.
The porn star. Do you remember early in the back in the day when he sent me photos of his wife topless?
No.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I was like, what is this all about? And why is this man sending me nude photos of his wife? That's a little disturbing.
Let's be clear. Who sent you nude pictures of his wife?
The man, you know.
Who? We have to name names here.
The AC.
Sent you pictures of his wife without top?
Yeah, he sent me links to photos of his wife with her boobs hanging out.
See, he wanted you. He is a big old tranny chaser. But you know, he told me he's like, I only like pretty drag queens, not ugly ones.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't bear any, that doesn't have a problem with me.
I got news for you. Every drag queen is ugly under the right lighting.
What about the right? I mean, the wrong, what would you call them? Some people are just ugly. Okay.
I was at the Caribou the other day, and these two, I was talking to Cheryl, actually, and these two Thai transvestites sat next to me, and they were so frightening because they come up like this. They're like horror movies. They're like this. And I have nothing against trannies. I love the tranny wick with the flambé penis and bad attitude. But they come down like, yo. I can't remember what they said. Hang, and then they start speaking in their language, right? So they
what were they like from the planet Remulac?
And then I'm like, then I'm like typing, Cheryl, Thai trannies are here. They're right here now. And then they laugh.
And I said, Pixie.
No, you gotta get the John Wongs on to do the fake Thai accent. He's very good at it.
He is good at that.
Because it's very sing-song, like, hi, awesome, long, hi.
No, Madge, I'm wondering, when are you getting your new toilet in? The one with the garbage disposal built-in?
I can't afford it, Cheryl. I'm sorry. I mean, my future is a little bit uncertain at the moment.
Why can't they be a sponsor? Oh, yeah, no sponsors for you. Okay. I've got a whole team of people working sponsorships for me. I've got the restaurant going now. And
you haven't been talking about the restaurants. This is the restaurant tanning booth and salon and saline eatery. No kids allowed. Smoking allowed and kids can free.
You don't eat the saline, though. That's not good for your mouth.
But Cheryl, I wanted to ask Axe, how many downloads have you gotten on your new album? Can you say?
Want me to look?
Yes.
Just add two zeros.
Yeah, I know. For real.
For real.
Ah!
I'm so glad we got to talk about politics. There's nothing to talk about. This is the problem. I'm so uninspired. I do have notes, though. Let's see. Wanda, state of the vlog versus podcast.
Oh, my God.
That's what we already talked about there.
Honey.
I think, I think a lot of this with Obama is people are looking for something, and they're just putting it on Obama. It's not real, and they want something, and so they're like, okay, we got nothing better, so we're going to create something where there ain't nothing.
Yeah, but the problem is, too, is that I have a real problem with both of them because I want to like Hillary a lot because she gives me kind of goosebumps when I say, I'm like, ooh, a woman, a vagina that can boss me around.
Hold on.
But the problem is she unapologetically voted for the war, and I'm a pacifist, and I have problems with, what's Cheryl?
Well, I just got really hot and messy because some buddy in the chat rooms who was unidentified and didn't put who they were on the thing, sent me $50 for the Amazon
one. Stop it.
Now? Yes!
Hey, I want some money.
I love how it's my show, but they shall send Cheryl money.
Well, I'm a very special woman. I've made $50 on my album so far. It's going double platinum.
Okay, I
installing the platinum on the disc myself.
How many downloads, Cheryl?
I am the counter.
In the meanwhile, I need to tell you that audience.
I don't really know how to figure that out besides through the feed burner. Though.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Can't you just look on your server to see how many downloads? Well,
those stats are all fucked up. I can never tell.
Listen, one second, please. I just want to mention that my chat room has just been refreshed and it wasn't working for like 15 minutes. So the first comment I see is Bicycle Mark saying we can call that person Black Cock. I don't know what he's talking about. So I lost track of the conversation.
Barack?
Oh. Is that what he meant? Is that what you meant? Barack? Black cock?
Do you think the Long John Slivers, this is all we've been, you know, sort of bought and paid for because this is some subversive marketing campaign?
LJ. You
mean you're not getting a check?
$2.99.
Shwimp.
$2.99.
Either that or maybe like the Arthur Treachers is purposely trying to destroy the brand.
Be Arthur Treachers.
Be Arthur Treachers.
Wando, your favorite Golden Girl is Be Arthur, right?
They're all my favorite.
No,
but yes,
really.
She's the most drunkest of them all, so I identify with her.
Because somebody said that like they were, like I had on their Facebook interests, discussing who the favorite Golden Girl is, and I thought, how can there even be a discussion? You can't compare B. Arthur with. They all were just like supporting characters for B. Arthur.
Well, yeah. You probably watched it the first time because you're such an aged gal, but did you ever watch
I don't
Maud?
Have AIDS. I use dental dam. Did I watch Maud? Oh my God, that was one of the best shows ever. I loved Maud. My first car was the turd. My second car was named Maud.
Okay.
I had never seen it before, other than bits and pieces. But now it's out on the, you know, the Flix and the DVD rental, and so I sat down and watched it. And it's amazing to watch, like, you know, the difference in her performances. She's much like angrier and much more, not as enjoyable, I don't think.
Really?
As she was in Golden Girls. I mean, it was still a good performance.
You have to understand, though, that Maud was really, you know, it was not acceptable to have shows about Jews. So what they would do is they would make shows about Jews and call them Catholic. So the whole shtick of Maud was that she was this Jewish, crazy, domineering cunt. So of course she's going to be mean. Now, in Golden Girls, she was not a Jew. She was... Yeah. You know, and that's what bothered me about every time they had Maud. It was like they were afraid to make her a Jew. It's like, where's my Jew Jeffersons? You know what I mean?
Well, then it's weird. You know, remember how Rhoda, she was like Jewish, right? They kind of, you know.
Rhoda.
But, they had the Rhoda. She was the Jewish. But they never really did anything. Like,
right.
It's like you always knew, but they never sort of talked about it.
Yep.
They never sort of did anything like. There was always a Christmas episode, and here's this Jewish, you know, girl. That doesn't make sense
to
me. But.
And plus Adrienne Barbeau with the boobs as the daughter, she was like, wasn't it Adrienne Barbeau that was the daughter on Maud?
Yes.
With the big boobs. And then Arthur, who was very Jewish. I'm Arthur. Arthur Maud. But you know what? You know what other show is good? I don't know if you've heard of this or seen this. Because you're not as old as me. Fish. Do you know this show, Fish?
No. What's that?
You've got. Did you ever watch Barney Miller Did you ever watch Barney Miller?
Oh yes.
Okay. So remember Fish on Barney Miller, the old man that would say, "I got hemorrhoids and I was on the bathroom for 10 minutes."
Vaguely.
Well, Fish. That's Abe Vigoda. He was also on.
Oh yes.
David Letterman, or was it Conan O'Brien? I think it was Conan O'Brien. He had these extra parts on it when he was senile.
Yeah, I remember.
Fish was one of the funniest shows in the 70s because he would just walk around going to the toilet. All his jokes were like, "I can't go to the toilet." And then he had this wife, Bernice. And she was like, "Fish, Bernice, Fish, Bernice." But it's hilarious. I don't even know if they have those anymore. It's got to be somewhere on the...
Yeah, let's see. Maybe they.
I would ask Cheryl to find it, but you know, they're not fat. Cheryl, are you still there?
Did she die?
How down?
How down?
How down?
Anyway, You know, every day I get more viewers on this Ustream. Not too many. Oh, Ustream flaw. Opening the show in a new browser window means an extra viewer. Opening the show in 10 windows means 10 extra viewers. You need 120 viewers to be number one on Ustream homepage at the moment. Just keep pressing file, new window. Yeah, but the problem is you need downloading. That's cheating, okay? Ustream 65235, and my name is
Marjorie
not...
Marjorie would never cheat.
My name is not Fausto, and I do have a chin. I do have a chin, so I would rather spend my time making programs rather than figuring out ways to cheat the system and force annoying people to vote for me.
Okay.
Annoying Willmouth people. God, I'm so sick. That shit will never end for me, I swear to God. Living in Chicago is a nightmare. It's like I'm constantly followed by this trail of rat shit.
Okay.
Because it's just, I don't know, because I'm not there, so I don't see much of it. Although I will tell you that on a number of occasions, my videos have been, you know how they have this sort of, website where people, like forums and stuff, where people can sort of, you know, bloviate about whatever.
No.
On their own website, they have a forum, and there were not that we should really be talking about, but anyway, a number of my videos have been linked by their viewers and listeners who have no idea. And then they've summarily been removed, but I still get these referral links from them, and I can see, you know, like somebody will post it and then they'll go in and remove it. So I'm like that, you know, that.
How do you know they removed it?
Because when you go to
Who the
link,
fuck else did? The person who wrote the post can't remove it.
Oh, when you go to the link and not there anymore.
I'm so glad you can't be any dumber, Cheryl, because that would really hurt me. That would really fucking hurt me if you could be any dumber. I'm so glad that that's just not possible. Okay. Jesus Christ. What?
Hello?
Okay, Andy Melton, Andy Melton says, if you type, when you're prolapsed and you know it, queef your vagina, Ustream automatically bans you from the chat. That doesn't make no damn sense.
Let me try. Make me a person, whatever, it's cool.
You want to be an operator?
Well, no, let me just try without doing
it. Yeah, how do I do that?
If you're prolapsed and you know it, queef, you're done.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we got kicked out, honey.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No way. You're still there.
No, it said you were kicked from Pounce on Yeast Radio Live.
Oh, my God. How could that be?
How is this? Now I got to refresh.
Are you serious? That's weird. Yeah, I don't see you on there anymore.
Yes.
Is it the word queef? Because certainly it can't be John.
Address is banned. My address has been banned from your chat room, honey.
There's only Chris Weagle could be doing this because Chris Weagle is the only other person that has operative status.
Right when I said it, I got banned. My address is banned.
Oh my God.
And I can't see no chat room.
Okay, I'm going to. Somebody must have accidentally, Chris Weagle, done something to hurt her.
No, because it happens in any chat room that you go to, honey.
I'm going to make Andy Melton a. Oh, he already is an operator, Andy. You should be able to fix this. Maybe it's Andy that fucked it up.
What?
It says, Andy, are you an operator? Smooth operator.
Gotta keep an operator.
So, Cheryl.
I'm banging that. I can't do nothing.
So, Cheryl, did you like my music video?
Oh, my God. It was very nice.
Yeah, I think the bouncing rilch was a nice effect.
It was. It's kind of like I'm there.
I was kind of hoping it was going to be a goatsy that was bouncing around.
Well, that's a good idea. Well, you know what? Maybe we can do a video of... Cheryl, can you send me real quick... I can't do another bouncing...
Send it yourself. No.
I know. We'll do it another day. But the goatsy, one of those songs where you talk about Kirk Johnson.
Okay.
Because I believe there were two goatsy songs, right?
Oh, I think there was probably more than one.
But there were two that you actually named goatsy Johnson. So you're right, I could have a bouncing like goatsy, but it might just look like a donut, though, I think.
Donut?
No. Why are you writing my Hotmail address there. I don't understand. What do you need? Oh, yeah, that's my hot. That is my Rishi at hotmail.com
He's
is my PayPal.
If it's S or C.
I also have a Amazon wish list, and the only thing on there are videotapes. So, Wendy, are you working on any new videos? I loved your Mary Tyler Moore thing. That was unbelievable.
Thank you. It's that was a lot of fun, and there were lots of crazy people that bothered us during the filming, which was very nice. I like that.
That was amazing. And you know what I really liked was when you kept asking on the sequel. You kept, I think it was just the sequel. You kept asking, "Where's Rhoda?
Where's Rhoda?"
But what about Phyllis? That hurt
me. Oh my God, Phyllis. Well, I lived with Phyllis.
Carlton the doorman.
Okay.
We should do a spin-off montage of, you know, Phyllis and Lou Grant and Rhoda
and Fish.
Lou Grant.
Was that a spin-off though?
Do not send me, what is this, Goatsy candy creams? Chris Weagle is sending. Cheryl, did you get back in the chat yet?
No, I can't. So I've gotten about 800 downloads of my album, like the 456 or the zip file.
I
can't get in the bathroom.
Tim Henson play any?
He played them today. He did.
So I would think that will get you a lot of downloads once that goes through. Don't you think?
Yeah.
He's got a huge audience.
Okay.
Because.
I love her. We were chatting last night talking about scat porn and
you like Judy, you know, don't you?
Oh my God. Oh, it gets my giant so moist. I want to be in
the chat. I think you damaged my my new friend Adam, the one who did all the video work on those videos, because one night we were sitting there and you kept sending us these horrible, horrible videos.
That's all she do. That's all she ever do.
He loves poopy.
I want to know where that, what is that? Is that a sexual thing for you, Shreel?
Who loves poopy? Oh.
Sure.
Kirk Johnson? Who loves poopy?
Me. I love the poopy.
I want to use that for a remix. Who loves poopy?
Why is my address still banging from your fucking chat room, you goddamn bitch? You censoring my fucking
Listen,
job.
I have an operator. I have human dog. He's supposed to be fixing this.
Human
yeah, that's
what?
A good idea. I like that. I could have a new vagina name. Fish and Bernice. Fish and Bernice.
Bernice.
That's a lot of names for two lips, though. Cheryl, do you name your lips?
What my lip called?
You don't Alexis
have and Mama.
Alexis
and Mama, did you hear me?
Yes, baby. Let's
Who
see.
Were the women on What's Happening? Do you remember?
Oh, that was Fred Berry.
No, but what was the waitress's
Cheryl.
Name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Damn, she was. Wait till you guys see Earl. So the next advice program I did, I got a video of a woman named Earl, a huge, huge black woman named Earl. And she was in Cage James, one of David Surtis shows. She's enormous, and her name is Earl. And I got her to ask a really funny question. But so, Cheryl, you really think I should stick with all that pre-produced crap that takes all that fucking time?
Yeah, sometimes it's good. Man.
But not when I have
I think
to go
you
to the gotta dentist.
Do it. I think you got to do it in a have little bits. Like if you're going to overproduce stuff, then make some like quick snibbly snippets that are, you know, like a minute
snibbly.
Long.
Oh, snibbly snippet. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because I think there's, you know, all those people that sort of, you know, are crazy for video. They want like a nice short little.
These are pretty short. The last one was only 2 minutes. Oh no, that was a different.
Really?
That was the Cheryl. These are 4 minutes. You saying make them shorter even?
Well, because people's attention span, my God. But again, like, you know, I don't care. I'd watch it for an hour.
Yeah, but your show's 3 hours long, like mine. The thing is, though, is I don't have a problem with those. I get a lot of downloads on that crap. The problem is, this is the shit that nobody wants to hear. You know, nobody wants to hear an hour of unedited, crazy fucking people.
Yeah, but see, what you're doing, and this is what we called it at the Targets, because, cool. You know, of course, that's important, but you're building an audience, right? Because the people that are listening for an hour on this show are going to filter out, you know, to their friends. They're going to talk about you, and then those people are going to come watch you for, like, 30 seconds or a minute, and in turn, and so on, like that commercial for the detergent, and so on, and so on.
That's what I thought 3 years ago, but in fact, that's a crock of shit. Maybe it works for Target, but it doesn't work for my program.
Wow. Well, I don't know, though.
Because my audience is embarrassed. And see, that's, people aren't really embarrassed to go shopping at Target, but they're embarrassed about me. Can you see my lips on the screen?
I don't know, though. I mean, if your videos are doing so well, doesn't that just say that works? That, you know,
it says they like the video.
Raffle?
It says they like the video, and not just the video. I mean, but... it's not just that they prefer like this kind of video. They produce, like what you said, the short, tightly produced video over both this kind of long form video. Although they like the documentaries.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Right. People are at work. How do you expect some goddamn shit to come to this crap? You know, the only reason to know I'm here is because I'm at home.
Stupid. Have you ever heard of time zones, you moron?
You know what, bitch. Most of the time at work.
Oh, you're so scary. You're so intimidating with you. Maybe 3 p.m.
Yeah, look. But as long as this shit ain't banned by people's, you know, work IT departments or whatever, like, people can turn this on and sort of go about their work. That's what I used to do when I listened to Madge.
Right.
I would sit at my computer and listen to the program while I was, you know, doing my job.
The problem is time zone, and Slam Idol says you should do it at 3. The issue is not the time zone. In fact, the show's been successful. Slowly it's going up. But what this television program does for me is it serves, it's sort of like
cloaca. All your stuff onto it.
What do you call
this?
When an artist does like the pictures before they do Mademoiselle d'Avignon. What do you call those little? You do pictures, studies. Mm-hmm. This is a study. So for me, these videos are like, this is sort of the sketches I do, and then I come out with something prolapsed at the end. You know, that's what Matthew Barney does with his movies. He makes these Cream Master movies, which are these huge things. It takes him 8 years to make these Fakakta movies. But the whole point, as he will explain, the whole point of his movies are just in order to inspire him to make these sculptures out of tapioca.
Okay, I kind of get it, but...
It's just a study. That's all. So, like, when I'm doing this and telling Cheryl, I'm doing a study, and then eventually I'll come out with a short piece that people actually want to listen to. For example, like the Cheryl prolapse song.
Yeah, no,
like,
I totally
came out
get
of
that.
A show. Now, that prolapse song was 10, 20 times more interesting to me than watching a whole hour, or listening for that matter of a whole hour of this dreck.
Dare you?
No, I.
That was
I
a compliment, you retard.
It's the same sort of thing. Like I do my program, and then a couple, you know, every month or every other month, I'll put together, you know, put all the resources together to do a video, and you know, that I can sort of, I'll watch that over and over again, but I'm not going to listen to my program I recorded over and over again.
Really?
Right. And the other thing is, too, that Slam Idol from the Slam Idol podcast mentioned. By the way, Slam Idol, am I allowed to send you videos that I made about 40 years ago? Because I have a poem I made 40 years ago, and I have it on video. But anyway, but Slam Idol makes the point, which is that it forces me to be more organized. Now, this is the point I want to make, is that doing the show this way, I know I get a lot of flack from people, especially in Australia, because it's the middle of the night for them. And the Chinese, which, well, I don't give a flying fuck about the ching, chong, 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 chong. But the thing is, okay, I'll send it to you, Slammies. I already have the tape pulled. I'm so technical. But the thing is, it's making my personal life better, because it's, instead of me standing around the house all day
procrastinating doing this program. I have to do it every day at 11, and then I can get out and do the yogurt, masturbate the old giner in the steam room with Cigar Man and his disgusting body, get the MRSA on the feet with the Plater's warts.
No, I completely
and go to my Weight Watchers Anonymous pogromst.
That's why this job, you know, working for Lavender has been such a savior, because if I was left to my own devices, I'd be recording this at 2 a.m. I would never have a show on show up on a regular
basis.
And see,
that's why, like, I skipped so many shows in the past, because, you know, in an ideal world, I would only do this program when I want to, which would be about once every, you know, whenever Cheryl's on vacation, basically.
Yeah.
Never. She's a working woman, is what I'm saying. I didn't mean anything bad by that. I just meant you're a working woman. You're busy. You're on the go.
She's gone from the program.
Oh, she's calling. Huh? Cheryl, hold on. Let me add you back. Excuse me. I have to add you back to the program. Just a sex cunt. Why isn't it working? Add to conference. God damn it. It's not fucking working. Hold on. This the fucking thing. It's not working now. Hold on. One sex cunt. God damn it. Cheryl, I'll call you right back. Cunt. God damn bitch. I don't know. I gotta have to add her differently because for some reason, this Cheryl is. I think it's because she's so ugly. You're still there, Wanda, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, now let me find Cheryl on my Skype list. You know, you'd think after 30 years of this fucking thing that it would work by. Why is Cheryl not even on my fucking friends list? Oh, because she's fucking offline. She's so fucking famous, she thinks. Cheryl, answer. What the fuck is wrong with you, Cheryl? Why'd you hang up on us, you stupid fucker?
Because I had to get a new IP address so that I could, you know, participate in your shenanigans.
Do you think you could try breathing out when you talk?
I don't know. I can't do that yet.
Oh, by the way, Bicycle Mark is going to be my guest tomorrow, so we can actually talk about...
Oh, good. I'll make sure not to leave.
You're in love with her.
I am, but the politics is just a mess. And, you know, I love how retarded you are. I mean, I'm not hating. Take this as with a grain of pubic hair, but take this with a strand of pubic hair. I'm not hating, but let's say that you were thin enough to put this on the public's access.
And now, everybody in the world months, mysteriously falls.
Who is going to give a fuck just about like that, Hillary or Bailback? Nobody.
Who watches public access anyway, you dumb bitch?
If you wanted to use this to put...
No. But see, that's missing the point again. This format lends itself to talking about things...
I'm always right.
I don't know, Chris, what do you think? Because he's the one I'm sending the tapes to.
He'll have to edit me out.
Shut the fuck up for 1 second. I want to ask Chris Weigel the answer to that question. I think it's a valid point, even though it's from this idiot. Chris, are you there? Great, I even lost him.
Wanda has a good point, he says. That's true. She always does. She is wise. Skinnier,
what was
big
it?
Face,
I wasn't
but
listening.
Why?
I wasn't no, listening. What was it? Yeah. What was your point, Wand? I missed it.
My point, I guess, is just that, you know, like for my podcast, I talk about the stuff that's going on at the time that I'm recording it with the assumption that most of the people listening are listening with relative, you know, proximity to when I record it. So I don't want somebody 6 months from now to go back and download necessarily unless they're doing some sort of research. You know, paper about stalking me or, you know, trying to put it in my butt. But so for that reason, like, you know, it's a very sort of temporary or fleeting medium in that sense. Like, I don't want people to because otherwise then you can't talk about the stuff that people find interesting day to day because they log in, they want to see you there.
So what are you just saying? It should be edited out of the public access thing then?
Well, I don't understand. What does the public access have to do with the...
Oh, my God. She wants to emulate...
I will explain to you offline because I don't want certain things to be duplicated by certain things. Yeah. That's why. Got it?
Okay.
So the other day I was thinking, what could I do to be cuter? And then I realized besides my tan and making it darker, I could dye my hairs.
Which
what color?
Just get them tattooed.
What kind?
I was thinking either blue or purple. And then I could be, I'm going to do a radical fairy thing on my program. And I was just thinking, you know, if I would gain some weight and make sure that, you know, the fat wouldn't move to my stomach and instead would move to my neck.
Where does this come from? Is this on a paper that you wrote down?
What earth are you talking about? Yeah, I think she writes this down in the middle of the night.
No, I was thinking of getting a fat neck so that I don't have a neck. I already don't have ankles. I've got the cerebral kangles. I'm so skinny, but I got kangles. I don't know how that works.
I think
you should
they're
do a tech program with Cheryl. Cheryl, why did... Was this,
this
the discussion?
Real good stuff. Real good stuff. Shiny. Oh, one. Pacho is very shiny. Go on a damn thing.
Hey, but the new Pacho 3.0 is so badass.
Oh.
You guys are going to fucking eat your words. It's badass.
My God.
Cheryl, will you help me? Because I don't know why I wrote this on my notes, and I've been trying to figure it out for 3 days now. I wrote a note about my show, into lighting Shabbat candles, then shoving them up my ass, goatsy for advice, Lizzie Borden in drag. What does that mean? Was it you that I had the discussion with?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
It wasn't?
Wow.
Well, who else would talk about goatsy?
I never said no goatsy. Who's that?
Dinner plate asshole?
Oh,
talk about him all the time, write songs about him. Still?
Oh, Kirk Johnson. Yes, we're on a first name basis. Have
you been talking to Goatsy? Lechem in ha'oretz?
No, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So what Mark was saying, that my personal life is getting much better because of this show. So you know what, you people in Australia, I'm sorry that you're on the losing end of the stick because you don't get to be part of this fabulous live show.
Oh, it is pretty amazing.
And, you know, Luke.
Well, what prevents you from sort of changing the time, or that's just what works for you?
Oh, my producer, Chris Weigel, says not to. That's why.
Oh.
And I, see, this is one of those things when one turd, and you understand this as much as anyone, I think, because sometimes you just have to take other people's advice, you know? Sometimes you just got to say, you know what, I ain't got the answers here. Oh, the tape ended. I ain't got the answers here, so I'm just going to take someone else's advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting him steer this program right now.
Like getting longer tapes, for example.
Speaking of, the tape just ended. It was 60 fucking minutes, and it's only supposed to be 25. The only reason I left it on is because I have interesting guests for once.
Oh, you're so nuts.
Oh, wait, yeah, Chris Weigel's calling. Hold on. Let me add you. God.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now you're all on. You're all on.
Chris Weigel.
Let me ask you. I don't know. Mark. Have there ever been Australians that have called into your show at any other time? Because many times in the past you've said call into the show on Skype, and very few people have.
You know what?
So
you're right, actually. You know what? Fuck those Australians. But I like Matt Burgess because he sends me music. But this Luke person... Whoever Luke is, all he does is sit online with Andy Melton and turn on Andy, make him think he's going to fuck him. And then he bitches about stuff. He's one of these people that just runs around like a troll bitching about stuff.
He says nice things about Cheryl.
Yeah, well, he says nice things occasionally about mine, but most of the time, like he left me a comment yesterday that was like so sarcastic. It's like, if you're going to be sarcastic, fine. But if you're going to be sarcastic, you have to be clever. I'm sorry. That's just a rule. You know, if you can't be clever and sarcastic, then you need to be direct or just plain mean.
True.
But sarcasm requires a small amount of wit.
Someone corrected me. Heath Ledger was Australian. Okay, now it's in proper perspective.
Oh, so he killed himself because he couldn't hear my program?
He couldn't talk to you on the Skype.
He just wanted to sleep, honey. He just wanted to sleep. Like me, I like to sleep a little out of my tiny bed.
I don't care about Heath Ledger being dead. I really could give a flying fuck.
Oh.
Seriously, he's dead. So how many other people are fucking dead? Okay, so
wait. Earlier today, I was sitting in on one of my good friend Puffy's classes, and his professor on the first day of class made a joke about Heath Ledger.
Oh.
And I'm like, it was hilarious, and nobody was laughing, and then she was so all, it's just a joke. Oh, I guess it's too soon.
It's too soon. There's a lot, you know, I don't know if the audience knows, there's a live journal page called Too Soon, and it's all about making jokes about things like 9/11 and Crisco shootings.
You should add that. Every show should open up with a 9/11 joke and a Holocaust joke, and Cheryl, you can come on and talk about child molestation.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, 9/11 changes their lives forever.
I wanted to mention, Luke, this is what Luke posted in my blag, which is so funny. So on show number 740, Gus wrote, I love your stories. They're always so funny, especially when you try to tell five at the same time. Luke, sexier, not really, writes, only one comment before mine. I guess nothing beats listening to visual shtick, exclamation points. Yeah, and so I think Chris makes a very good point. When I was doing shit in a time zone that doesn't matter, you never fucking once Skyped me. You never so much as left me a goddamn message, and you've never done a goddamn podcast, and you've never contributed to the fucking show. So get fucked, asshole. Get fucked. At least Matt Burgess, he contributes to the program.
Yes.
But Luke just sits there and tries to turn on Andy Melton and make him think he's a fucking chubby chaser, because even though Luke is probably 250 pounds, for Andy, he's a goddamn anorexia superstar.
Now, I want Andy Melton to begin a project where he scans in every portion of his body using a flatbed scanner.
That will take years.
Yeah,
that would
send it to Matt, yes. Multi-part.
I don't have to print it, do I? Because I don't know.
Or he could donate to that German, scientist, what's his name, the Body World guy?
The Body Works man.
Steve Harris writes, all these Australians are nasty anyway. Even talented Matt Burgess is a mean fucking bitch.
He's very nice to me.
I like Matt. He's
funny.
Is a measure of a person's humanity.
What? How funny they are, or how ugly they are compared to
Cheryl? Empathy for Cheryl.
What about Dache?
I don't talk about her.
Oh, sorry.
He sent me some sort of suit, like something basically. Oh, he sent me an email saying, Reg, are you done talking about lips all the time so I can watch your show again?
Lips?
Or listen to your
show. What about lips?
What is Luke's blog? I don't know. What is it? I've looked. It's like he complains about Dave Weiner.
Luke, well, that's like I had.
He tries
a,
to organize boycotts against Dave Weiner on his
Dave
blog.
Dave Weiner in his stomach.
Yeah, and he accuses me. He says, "Well, you don't know me. You don't read my blog." I'm like, "Yes, I fucking do. It's fucking stupid. You try to boycott Dave Weiner because he doesn't respect privacy. I know
you
that."
Tell him you talk about Scoble's thighs. You could team up and do a group blog, group podcast.
No, but
you could be the new Gilmore Gang.
No, but this is a good point because now I can tag this program as Scoble.
Oh, there we go. Oh, good.
Because you couldn't tag it on other walls.
I love it because when I do that, you know, on Technorati, the first thing that comes up when you type Scoble is my pogrom. And now, did you see the other day when I put that picture of him in the shower?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, who sends me those? Is that you?
Yeah, I sent you one with a very hairy man.
Ugh. God, those are disgusting.
I heard that an image of Dave Weiner's face has appeared on Scoble's inner right thigh, like as a miracle or something.
I thought you were going to say underneath the Kennedy Expressway. Like,
is it weeping, or was it in a cheese sandwich?
It was weeping because the guy had a bloody diarrhea.
Depends on how he's sitting, yeah.
I think we should end this program, though. It's been 67 minutes, and Chris told me that I should keep it to 25.
Well, we have two shows now.
Yeah, but the second show is over also. The tape is finished. Cheryl, what are you writing? Is that a fake Cheryl?
No. Oh, I didn't say one.
Who's Cheryl one?
Why it added a one, because it changed my page rails.
But who are you saying is cute, Cheryl?
Somebody sent you money. Why? I want some more money. I want some more money.
Thank you for the money. Whoever you are, let me know so I don't be as mean to you.
Cheryl, start up a charity fund for your children.
Ooh, good idea.
Children's charity.
Then I'm sure they'll close the fucking shit like they closed my PayPal account.
PayPal? Yeah, I was watching South Park, a rerun yesterday, and they had this thing where they had to get money, they had to raise money to keep South Park from being bought by the Native Americans. So they had an idea. Why don't we give Kyle AIDS, and then we can raise money for him in a charity and then steal it? Maybe we can do that with Cheryl.
What you gonna give me?
AIDS.
How about feline leukemia?
The CURSA. Cheryl got the CURSA, the Cheryl resistant staphylococcus aureus.
Oh, you mean that? Marissa? I got Marissa.
Marissa Tormé.
MRSA, honey.
Oh, MRSA.
That's what's wrong with your neck?
Partial MRSA. Oh, she called me the other day, speaking of.
Ooh.
Barbara Walters, but it sounded like Barbara Clemens.
Bob.
Stop it!
She said, this
is Barbara Walters. Is Formation going to be on the show? Is she going to be on the show?
I got to call her. You know, my phone issue. I have phone issues.
I understand, of course.
Mm-hmm. But Reagan called, and he wants to stay in my apartment in February, so that means he'll be on the program.
Can you have him sleeping on the couch while you do the show right now?
He'll be coming in at 2 in the morning, drunk and high, with some semen running down his leg. Saying, hey, I forgot I was staying here.
And Trotsky will
look
it
off. But I got to work on my dissertation. Something like that.
I don't know.
PhD in glory holes. Now, on Flame Ape, right?
PhD in dick.
Yes.
If Scoville were to go to Australia, would Vegemite emit from his facial labial folds?
Thanks for ruining my lunch.
Sorry, Wanda.
Ate my lunch then.
We lost 6 viewers with that.
I don't get it at all. Okay, I got a voice a text message. I think somebody's. Anyway. Okay. Am I still on?
Hey. Mahal.
That was something I didn't want
to. Are we done?
Yes, actually. Now that I received that disturbing text message, we are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
Thanks for being on my program, everyone.
Of course. Anytime, darling.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. I'm so glad we had this time to together get fucked. Yeah. Wrong computer. Let's see. Where do we turn this off? Okay, here we go now. Stamp it.